Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the founding texts of the Holy Catholic Church. We're given this morning to celebrate the feasts of St. Peter and Paul. If we have ears to hear, we'll see that Jesus is establishing his church on Peter because it's Peter who gives this, who gives voice to the faith of the apostles. And so it's not as though Peter is plucked and for all his virtues and for all his good qualities of character, Jesus decides this is the man on whom the church must be built. I mean, quite the opposite if we read scriptures. Peter is quite impulsive, it seems to be. He's the first one to speak, and so he has boldness. I think we could say with some certainty he has courage, and yet he's so often wrong that it's a little bit of a challenge for us to say, "Oh yeah, that's Peter. He deserves the office that he's given." Certainly, I would say that he deserves the office he's been given, and we all ought to, but primarily because he cooperates with grace and because he has great faith. So we see here also in this passage that faith itself is not of our own making. Faith is not, even the act of faith here, is not primarily attributed to Peter. It's given to God. God it is who stirs the act of faith in Peter. God it is who has revealed who Jesus is to Peter. Peter has to cooperate. Peter has to give voice to what has been revealed to him. Peter has to turn over his life to Jesus. Now, the beautiful things that we celebrate in the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul is that they share a martyr's crown. So they're both killed for their faith in Christ Jesus. And these things sometimes are better seen, like martyrdom is best seen sometimes if we make it really simple. If we can take these readings that we just heard and see in them expressions of great love for Jesus. And perhaps if we go a little bit deeper there, we see that the identities of Saints Peter and Paul are bound up in Jesus. And so there's just no conceivable way for them to leave Jesus behind. There's no conceivable way for them to give up on Jesus because it's who they are. That's what martyrdom is. It's when we refuse to give up on Jesus because it's who we have come to be. So martyrdom, even though it seems very difficult And we should acknowledge that it is very difficult, even though it's a great grace. It's within our reach also, provided that we have that depth of love for Jesus, that we won't put anything before him. And we have to work that out in our lives in small and in big ways. But it's clear that what it takes here is not a sterile accounting of our lives to kind of put out on paper, well, this is what I like to do, these are the people that I like, and this is what I tend to put in front of Jesus, this is what I... It's a bit sterile. What we need instead is to be inspired by great love. So one is that we have to acknowledge in the depths of our being that God has loved us into life and that he's brought us close to himself in Jesus's death and resurrection, that we have new life and that we share in God's own life. We realize then, again, in the very depths of our being, as an experience, because we don't do too well with this in the Catholic Church. We need to have the experience also. We can have the experience of the love of God. And we know that we're having the experience of the love of God when the fruit of the Spirit is growing in our hearts and lives, when we have more love to go around, more joy to share with others, peace into which we can invite others to share in some respite from the world. So we have this depth of experience of God's love, and then we learn to love others with that same love, totally self-sacrificial, totally ordered to the other, never kind of pulling back and saying, well, what am I receiving from this love? That's not the love of God. It's not the love of God made flesh in Christ Jesus, who gave to the end, who gave his own life, even though nobody deserved it. So we, again, that sterile kind of accounting of our lives. How does it, or no, come on. Love is reckless in this world. Love is reckless. That's why we honor martyrdom. Because these are the people who embodied the reckless love of God. Didn't stand back and calculate, well, God, you know, I'd like to bring your kingdom about. Let me think about how my gifts and talents line up with what it is you want to do. And, you know, I'll give you a little bit of time over there and a little bit of whatever over there. And no, it's an investment of life. Jesus has given us his life. We receive it and we're inspired to do likewise. We have that in Saints Peter and Paul. And they inspire us today to work within the church to bring about God's kingdom, love and unity and peace and all the rest. They also show us really they're quite different people. So it's not one way, as though we all have to sacrifice everything we are in terms of our God-given personality and our strengths and our weaknesses and the rest. We see that God is at work in these men, in their strengths and in their weakness. But at the end of the day, all that matters is that they found friendship with Jesus and they refused to give it up. Today we have to do the same. We have to do the same. God is calling us to this radical, at the roots, this radical discipleship. And we find Jesus, we put nothing else ahead of him, we put him right in the center of our hearts and our lives, and we refuse to give him up for any reason whatsoever.